Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Political Economy for Public Policy is an introductory textbook on the politics of policymaking written by political scientist Ethan Bueno de Mesquita. It sits at the intersection of political science, economics, and public policy, and its purpose is to give students a unified way to think about how policy decisions are made, why governments sometimes solve collective problems effectively, and why political constraints often distort outcomes. The book is not a general survey of policy areas. Instead, it uses modern political economy to build transferable concepts that can be applied across issues such as regulation, redistribution, and institutional design. Its approach is analytical and method-driven, with game-theoretic models, normative foundations, and empirical illustrations working together to connect theory with real policy processes. Because of that structure, the book is especially useful for readers who want more than descriptive policy discussion and prefer a framework that explains both the logic of public action and the limits of. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using political economy as a unified framework for policymaking. The book's central contribution is its decision to teach public policy through political economy rather than through a collection of disconnected issue areas. That matters because policymaking is not only about choosing among policy tools, but about understanding strategic behavior, institutional incentives, and the trade-offs faced by voters, officials, and interest groups. By organizing the subject around general principles, the book gives readers a reusable framework for analyzing many policy problems instead of memorizing separate case-specific lessons. This approach also brings methodological coherence to a field that is often taught with mixed tools and fragmented vocabularies. The result is a book that links economics, statistics, and political science in a way that helps students see policy as a strategic process rather than a purely technical one. In practice, that means readers learn how to ask the right questions about who benefits, who bears costs, and how institutions shape feasible outcomes. Secondly, normative foundations when policy intervention is justified. Before moving to models of politics, the book grounds policy analysis in normative ideas such as political theory, social choice theory, and utilitarian and Parisian reasoning. This is important because policy choices are not justified only by efficiency or outcomes. They also depend on assumptions about welfare, fairness, and collective decision-making. The book uses these foundations to clarify why public policy exists at all and what counts as an improvement over market or decentralized outcomes. By doing this early, it avoids treating policy as a purely managerial exercise. Instead, it shows that every policy recommendation rests on a view of social welfare and on criteria for comparing alternatives. That a discussion is especially valuable for students who need to understand the difference between positive analysis, which explains what happens, and normative analysis, which evaluates what ought to happen. That distinction gives the rest of the book a disciplined intellectual base. Thirdly, social dilemmas and the economic logic of government action. A major part of the book explains why policy can improve social welfare when private incentives lead to inefficient outcomes. It introduces game-theoretic models of externalities, coordination problems, and commitment problems, showing how these social dilemmas create a role for collective action. This section is one of the book's clearest demonstrations of political economy because it connects the logic of economic failure to the case for public intervention. Externalities show why individual choices can impose costs on others. Coordination problems show why people may fail to settle on beneficial equilibria. And commitment problems show why even mutually beneficial arrangements may unravel without enforceable rules. The point is not simply that government can solve these problems, but that policy exists because some failures cannot be resolved by voluntary action alone. The book's treatment is analytical rather than purely descriptive, helping readers understand why regulation, institutions, and credible commitments are often necessary components of effective policy design. Fourthly, why political institutions limit what governments can actually do. The book does not assume that once a policy is desirable, it is automatically implemented well. A distinctive part of its argument is that the political process itself creates technological and incentive constraints that shape outcomes. Governments face limits of information, enforcement, coordination, and political support, and those limits affect whether policy goals can be pursued consistently. This perspective is crucial because it explains why policy failures are often not evidence that the underlying problem was unsolved in principle, but evidence that institutions and incentives prevented the best solution from being carried out. By focusing on political constraints, the book links policy analysis to the real structure of democratic decision-making, where actors respond strategically to elections, agendas, and institutional rules. That makes the text especially useful for understanding why good policy ideas can still produce weak or distorted results once they move through legislatures, agencies, and bureaucracies. The book therefore treats implementation and political feasibility as central analytical concerns, not afterthoughts. Lastly, exercises, appendices, and empirical cases as a teaching device. The book is designed as a serious teaching text, and its structure reflects that goal. Each chapter includes exercises, and the appendices provide self-contained support in game theory, so that readers can follow the formal reasoning without needing a separate advanced theory manual. That makes the book unusually accessible for an analytical textbook because it lowers the barrier to learning while preserving rigor. At the same time, the book does not remain at the level of abstract models. It reinforces concepts with empirical evidence and case discussions, helping students see how the theory works in recognizable policy settings. This combination is pedagogically important. Models give structure, exercises test comprehension, and cases show why the framework matters in practice. For instructors, the book offers a coherent course spine that can support a policy or political economy syllabus. For students, it creates a path from normative reasoning to strategic modeling to applied interpretation, which is one of the book's strongest educational features. In conclusion, Political Economy for Public Policy is best suited to advanced undergraduates, graduate students, and instructors who want an analytically rigorous introduction to how policymaking works. It is especially valuable for readers in public policy, political, science, economics, and government who want to understand policy not as a set of isolated programs, but as a strategic process shaped by incentives, institutions, and collective action problems. The practical benefit of the book is that it trains readers to diagnose policy outcomes more precisely when intervention is justified, why some solutions are feasible, and where political constraints alter what governments can deliver. Its intellectual benefit is that it connects normative evaluation, game theory, and institutional analysis in one coherent framework. Compared with many public policy textbooks, it is less descriptive and more methodologically unified. Compared with pure political science or economics texts, it is more directly focused on policymaking itself. That combination makes it stand out as a bridge between theory and application, especially for readers who want a disciplined way to think across multiple policy domains rather than a narrow overview of one sector. If you would like to support Ethan Bueno de Mesquita, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.